Hello everybody, I hope you are all well. It's been a little while since I made a podcast. Thank you for all your kind messages. Today I would like to talk about being positive and relaxed, about learning languages, and also being willing to take risks with languages too. Learning a language is a difficult thing to do, but as I have said before, we can always enjoy our language at any level. Young children do this. When we see a small child start to learn their mother tongue, they maybe don't say so much at the beginning. They listen and maybe try some sounds that don't sound like words. But then later, when they start to say words, their mother or father will be happy to hear them say things, and then they encourage them by speaking back to them in a kindly way. That way, a small child learns in a positive place with a friendly teacher, mother or father. And then the child enjoys using whatever language they have. They often don't want to stop talking. Well, I think that as adults, we should try to copy this method a little. Of course, we can't act like a child, but we can use some of the attitude of a child. Positive about learning, relaxed when we speak, read, write, or listen. We can also not worry about making mistakes. Of course, try to correct these mistakes when we can, or when someone helps us, for example, if we are in a class. But my belief is we can learn and at the same time make what we have already important to us. We can also be willing to take some risks too. For example, when we speak with people we know who speak the language as a native speaker, try to see if we can push the language level a bit higher when we speak to them. If we make a mistake or use a wrong word, then maybe our friend will kindly advise us without criticizing us. It is the same with writing letters. Try some things that are new to us. Of course, in exams this is different, because this is a test of what we already know. But with letters, emails, text messages with friends, I think we should always try a little extra and see if we can get things right and learn more. And when we listen, try to listen to language that is a little higher level than we have ourselves, because we always understand more than we can speak. The same thing with reading. Read short articles, maybe magazines, where there is a conversation or an interview written down for reading, which is like a conversation in reality. So we can be relaxed and happy to learn and still try hard to become better at the same time if we think about things carefully, and then we can keep getting better and better. Take care and bye for now.